好，今天我们的经文是《帖撒罗尼迦后书》第二章第四节到第九节。我只用中文来念。一看英文的弟兄姐妹就看你英文的圣经。
The scripture today is from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verses 4 to 9. It will only be read in Chinese. Please follow in your English Bible.
帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章第四节，他是抵挡死，高抬自己，超过一切称为神和一切受人敬拜的，甚至坐在神的殿里自称是神。我还在你们那里的时候，曾把这些事告诉你们，你们不记得吗？现在你们也知道那拦阻他的是什么，是叫他到了时候才可以显露，因为那不法的隐逸已经发动，只是现在有一个拦阻的，等到那拦阻的被除去，那时这不法的人必显露出来。主耶稣要用口中的气灭绝他，用降临的荣光废掉他。这不法的人来是照撒旦的运动行各样的异能神迹和一切虚假的歧视。好，圣经就读到这里。那么上个星期我们谈到在教会被提的时候有三件事情发生。
Last week we mentioned that when the church is raptured, there will be three things that happen.
那么第一件事情就是讲到将会有离道反教的事情发生。
One thing is there will be rebellion.
那么第二件事情我们谈到有一个大罪人的显现。
And there is also the man of sin will appear.
那么第三件事情就是那拦阻的被除去。
And the third thing is the one who prevents the man of sin will be removed.
所以圣经已经说明说，在信徒在教会还没有被提之前，将会有一个大罪人显现。
So the scripture already said that before the church is raptured, there will be the appearance of the man of sin.
那么这个大罪人到底是谁？
So who is this man of sin?
我们知道他另外一个名称是敌基督。
We know that another name of his is Antichrist.
如果你在整本圣经里面看的话，敌基督这个名称只是出现在这个约翰一书跟约翰二书。
If you read the Bible, you know that this noun, Antichrist, only appear in 1 and 2 John.
比如说在约翰一书第二章十八节这么说。
Just like in 1 John chapter 2 verse 18 it says.
他说小子们啊，如今是末时了，你们曾听说过那敌基督的要来，现在有好些敌基督出来了，从此我们就如今是末时了。
Dear children, this is the last hour, and as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come. This is how we know it is the last hour.
那么这节经文讲到有好些敌基督将会出现。
The scripture said that there are many Antichrists.
所以不只是一个敌基督，而且是说好些的敌基督。
So it is not that there is only one Antichrist, but there are many of them.
但是今天我们读的经文就是《帖撒罗尼迦后书》第二章所讲的敌基督只有一个。
But the scripture that we read today from 2 Thessalonians only mentioned one Antichrist.
所以这个敌基督跟约翰一书、约翰二书所讲的敌基督不一样。
So this Antichrist that is mentioned in 2 Thessalonians is different from the one mentioned in 1 John.
那么这个敌基督是讲到在教会被提之前。
This one mentioned in 2 Thessalonians is the one right before the church was raptured.
那么在过去人类历史当中
And in the past history of man.
那么撒旦利用敌基督来跟神对抗
Satan often used Antichrist to fight against God.
但是在今天的经文《帖撒罗尼迦后书》第二章所讲的敌基督
But the one mentioned here in 2 Thessalonians,
他将会在大灾难之前显现他的所作所为。
He will show his true color before the tribulation.
那么他成为撒旦的工具来施行、执行他罪恶的行为。
he became the tool of Satan and to do his work.
所以圣经称他为来，称他为大罪人跟沉沦之子。
So the Bible mentions him as the great sinner and also the one that is doomed for destruction.
所以这个敌基督他是一个人。
This Antichrist is a man.
但是他不是一个普通的人。
But he is not an ordinary man.
所以我们看第二章第四节的时候。
And so as we look at verse 4.
他说他是抵挡主，高抬自己，超过一切称为神和一切受人敬拜的，甚至坐在神的殿里自称是神。
He will oppose and will exalt himself over everything that is called God or is worshipped.
所以我们看到这个敌基督，他是一个大罪人，是一个沉沦之子。
So we see that this Antichrist is a great sinner and also one that is doomed to destruction.
而且他跟这个罪恶有密切的关系。
He has a close relationship with sin.
他的目的就是在这个世界上行罪恶的事情。
His purpose on earth is to sin.
而且并且与神对抗。
And to be anti-God.
啊，圣经告诉我们，他行罪恶的事情行到极点。
And his act of sin is extreme.
所以圣经称他为大罪人和沉沦之子。
That's why the Bible called him the great sinner and also the one doomed to destruction.
我们知道在圣经里面，犹大也被称为是一个灭亡之子或者沉沦之子。
We know that in the Bible, Judah was also called the one who is doomed to destruction.
所以这个敌基督他所做的事情将会导致他有一天会灭亡。
So what does Antichrist do will lead him to destruction one day.
所以他与神对抗。
He is anti-God.
他就像撒旦当他堕落的时候与神对抗。
It's just like when Satan fall, he was also anti-God.
所以敌基督的意思就是与基督敌对。
So the word Antichrist means he is the enemy of Christ.
我们知道耶稣基督，基督是爱，是公义，是有恩慈的。
We know that God or Christ, has love, He has mercy, and He has grace.
但是敌基督所喜爱的东西就是恨，而且没有恩慈，而且没有公义。
But the thing that this Antichrist love is without love, without mercy, and without grace.
所以这个敌基督他与神对抗，他高抬自己。
So this Antichrist fight against God and he lifts himself up.
所以他的特性与撒旦一模一样。
So his characteristic is the same as Satan.
所以当撒旦犯罪的时候，
When Satan sin,
他在以赛亚书十四章他这么做。
And in Isaiah chapter 14, Satan said,
他说我要升到天上，我要高举我的宝座在神众心以上，我要坐在祭位山上，在北方的极处。我要升到高营之上，我要与神至高者同等。
He said, I will ascend to heaven. I will raise my throne above the stars of God. I will sit enthroned on the mount of assembly, on the utmost heights of the sacred mountain. I will ascend above the tops of the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High.
所以撒旦他要与神同等。
So Satan wants to be equal with God.
他要坐在高处，希望万有的都敬拜他。
He wants to sit up high so that all can worship him.
那么在过去人类历史当中，有不少的王需要他的老百姓来敬拜他。
And in the past history, there were several kings who wanted the worship of his people.
那么在圣经里面谈到这个巴比伦王大流士。
And in the Bible, it mentioned about the king of Babylon, King Darius.
他要求所有的人来跪拜他。
He wanted all his people to bow and worship him.
其实如果你看圣经的时候，不是他自己要求人来跪拜他。
Actually, if you read the Bible, it is not him, it is not the king himself who wants the people to bow to him.
而是他的顾问建议他，所有的人民必须跪拜他。
But it is his advisors who ask him to do this.
如果有任何的人去跪拜、敬拜其他的人或其他的神，他们将会被丢在、扔在狮子坑里面。
And if anyone in his people would bow to other gods, then they would be thrown in the lion's den.
我们都知道这个但以理的故事。
We know the story of Daniel.
但以理仍然 一天三次跪在神的面前祷告感谢素常的一样照做照做这件事情。
And Daniel continues to kneel before God three times a day, just as he has always done.
那么当这个罗马皇帝统治这个罗马帝国的时候
，And as the Roman Empire, the King of Rome, when the King of Rome ruled his empire.
那么他所有的老百姓也必须去跪拜这位罗马皇帝。
All his people must also bow to this king.
所以罗马政府在整个帝国每一个角落都设立这个罗马皇帝的像。
So all around the Roman Empire, there are statues raised for that purpose.
那么帝国的人民必须跪拜这位罗马皇帝。
And the people must bow to this emperor.
所以罗马皇帝借助这种方式，政治的方式来恐吓这个罗马帝国。
So through this political avenue, he's able to control.
他把过去在所有有战争的国家，把他们统合起来。
And he's able to rule all the land that he has conquered.
那么因此，罗马皇帝能够带来给罗马帝国和平。
And through this, he's able to bring peace.
我们试想一下，如果一个人能够带来国家和平的话
，So imagine if a person can bring peace to a country.
他将会有很多人去跟从他。
He will have a lot of followers.
甚至有很多人可能会敬拜他。
And a lot of people will worship him.
有一阵子中国的人民看毛泽东好像一位神一样。
In the past, people of China worshipped Chairman Mao.
那么这位敌基督也是如此。
And this Antichrist is in the same way.
他要求所有的人把他看为是一位神。
He wants everyone to look upon him as God.
所以他高抬自己。
So he exalts himself.
那么超过一切称为神而受敬拜的人。
He exalts himself over everything that is called God or worth worshipping.
那么他的作为就好像罗马皇帝一样。
What he is going to do is going to be just like the emperor of Rome.
然后统治整个罗马帝国，带来给罗马帝国和平。
To control the Roman Empire to bring forth peace.
那么圣经告诉我们，这位敌基督开始的时候，他是一个和平的政治人物。
And the Bible tells us in the very beginning, this Antichrist is a peace maker.
那么他用这个和平的方法来征服整个世界。
He used a peaceful method to control the whole world.
He's going
to bring forth a very short period of peace on earth. And then he will show his true color. So when will this Antichrist appear?
那么他出现的时候，到底有什么事情会发生
？And when he appears, what will happen?
那么圣经也没有告诉我们这位敌基督到底是谁。
And the Bible did not tell us who this Antichrist is.
并且他的样子是怎么样的
？And it didn't tell us what he looks like.
那么帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章有讲到，当他显现的时候。
But in 2 Thessalonians it tells us as he appeared.
将会有一件事情发生。
One thing will happen.
就是讲到这个拦阻的将会被除去。
And the one who prevents him will be removed.
所以在二章第六节到第八节这么说。
And so in chapter 2 verse 6 to 8 it says.
他到现在你们也知道那拦阻他的是什么，是叫他到了时候才可以显露，因为那护法的隐意已经发动，只是现在有一个拦阻的，等那拦阻的被除去，那时那护法的人就显露出来。
And now you know what is holding him back, so that he may be revealed at the proper time. For the secret power of lawlessness is already at work, but the one who now holds it back will continue to do so till he is taken out of the way. And then the lawless one will be revealed.
所以我们看到这两节经文讲到敌基督的显露是要等到那个拦阻的被除去。
So through this couple of verses, it tells us that the time when this Antichrist is revealed is the time when the one who is holding him back is removed.
那么这个拦阻的又是什么东西？
And what is this one holding him back?
上个星期我们已经谈过这个事情。
Last week we have already mentioned it.
那么很多圣经学者都认为这个拦阻的是圣灵。
And a lot of the theologians think that this one holding him back is the Holy Spirit.
所以这个圣灵阻止这个大罪人的显露。
So this Holy Spirit prevent the revealing of this man of sin.
但是这个拦阻的将有一天他会被除去。
But this one holding him back will one day be removed.
那个时候，这个敌基督，这个大罪人就显露出来。
And then he will be revealed.
那么在这个敌基督大罪人还没有显露出来的时候
And before this Antichrist is revealed
他就好像一座水坝被控制的水坝
He is like a dam under control
你们当中有没有去过水坝
How many of you guys have been to a dam before?
有没有 Hoover Dam?
Or Hoover Dam specifically?
你到水坝的时候，有没有曾经看过那个水闸那个门啊，水门开的时候有没有看过
？And as you go to the dam, have you seen them opening the gate?
你曾经看过水坝，但是你没有曾经，可能你没有看过那个门被开的时候。
You may have gone to the dam, but you may have never seen.When they open the gates.
所以当这个水坝的水闸被关住的时候
，When the gate is closed，
那下流的河流是会显得很宁静。
The downstream area will look very calm.
但是有时候当水坝的水位要上升的时候
，But at the level in the dam rise，
必须要把这些水闸、这水门把它打开。
The gate must be opened.
让多余的水流出去。
To let the extra water go.
我曾经是在这个水利工程部公干的。
I have worked in the drainage and irrigation department before.
经常有这种经历。
Often I will see that.
当天下很多雨的时候。
When it rained a lot.
就使到水坝的水位上升。
It will cause the water level in the dam to rise.
有时候到了一个很危险的。水位的时候
Sometimes it will reach a dangerous level.
所以必须把这个水闸的门打开。
And the gate must be opened then.
所以当这个门还没有被打开之前
So before the gate was opened.
下游的河流它的情况是不是很宁静的
The downstream river looks really calm.
所以当这个门打开的时候
But as the gate is opened.
那个水就从那个门冲出去
The water will rush out of the gate.
滚滚地冲出去
It will be rolling out.
那种波浪翻腾
And it's going to keep rolling.
所以从一个平静的状况里面进入一个很混乱的状况里面
From a very calm situation, all of a sudden you're going to see this mad rush of water.
这不是一个最坏的情况
This is not the worst thing that can happen.
最坏的情况就是那个水坝的一个崩墙
The worst scenario would be if the whole dam is broken.
就是想象一下，如果 Hoover Dam 或者长江刚刚建不久那个 dam 那个水坝崩下来的话。
Imagine if Hoover Dam broke open, or the one in China in Changjiang that was just built broke open.
那么下流所有住在河边的居民、城市全部被淹没掉，被吹走。
Then all the people downstream is going to be destroyed.
那么敌基督呢，就好像被储藏在水坝里面的水一样。
Antichrist is just like the water that is held back in the dam.
那么当有一天，当这个水坝的门被打开之后
，And one day when that gate was opened，
或者这个水坝崩下来
，Or if the dam just broke open，
那么圣经告诉我们，他好像一个猛兽一样。
Then the Bible said he's going to be like a beast.
他失去控制，而且成为一个不法的人。
He's out of control and he became a lawless one.
成为一个沉沦之者。
And he became one doomed to destruction.
所以有一天，当这个拦阻的被除去以后
，So that one day when the one holding him back is removed，
那么敌基督就显露出来。
Then the Antichrist will be revealed.
那么开始他行不法的行为。
In the beginning, he will do some. He will perform lawlessness.
那么使到整个世界陷入在罪恶当中。
The whole world will then fall into sin.
那么就好像主耶稣基督在这个马太福音第23章所讲的那种异教。
Just like the sign Jesus mentioned in Matthew chapter 24.
他说那时候必有很多人跌倒。
He said at that time many will turn away from the faith.
也彼此陷害，彼此恨恶。
And will betray and hate each other.
并且有好些假先知出来迷惑多人。
And many false prophets will appear and deceive many people.
只因不法的事增多，许多人的爱心渐渐的冷淡了。
Because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold.
所以行罪恶的事情行到极点。
So lawlessness will reach its extreme.
就好像罗马书第一章第28节第31节这么说。
Just like in Romans chapter 1 verse 28 and 31 it says.
他说他们既然故意不认识神，神就任凭他们存着邪的心，行那不合理的事情。
Since they did not think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, He gave them over to a depraved mind to do what ought not to be done.
那充满了各样的故意、邪恶、贪婪、恶毒、满心是嫉妒、凶煞、真竞、诡诈、恨毒，就是毁谤、背后说人的、恨、厌恨神的、美慢人的。
They have become filled with every kind of wickedness, evil, greed, and depravity. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, and malice. They are gossips, slanderers, God-haters, insolent, arrogant, and boastful.
所以这些事情还没有被显露出来。
All these have not been revealed yet.
因为这个大罪人被拦阻。
Because the man of sin has been pulled back.
而且那些不法的行为正在被隐藏着。
And all these wickedness has been hidden.
所以当圣经讲到这个大罪人被显露的时候，
So the Bible said as this man of sin is revealed,
所以他不法的行为将不会再隐藏着。
All his acts of wickedness will not be hidden anymore.
所以他所做的事情都是公开的。
Everything he did will be open.
所以当这个大罪人显露之后，他就好像一个和平的政治人物一样。So
as this man of sin is revealed, he's going to appear as a peacemaker.
那么圣经告诉我们，他将会跟犹太人签一个和平的约。He
is going to sign a peace treaty with the Jews.
如果你看但以理书的话，9章27节。
If you look at Daniel chapter 9 verse 27,
在经过3年半的时间之后,
after 3.5 years,
那么敌基督将会与犹太人, 事业,
the Jews will then sign a treaty with this, break the covenant with this.
然后他们就征服这个耶路撒冷圣殿。
And they are going to force themselves into the temple.
那么当时他就好像一个猛兽一样被放出来。
At that time, he is going to be like a beast.
然后显露他的, 这个罪恶行为。
And he will show his wicked ways.
他的目的就是要抵挡这位主。
His purpose is to be anti-God.
而且他要高抬自己。
He wants to exalt himself.
超过一切, 这个称为神和一切要受敬拜的人。
Over everything that is called God.
我们知道这个敌基督他是从撒旦而来的。
We know that this Antichrist comes from God, comes from Satan.
就好像撒旦曾经要想神跟神同等。
Just like Satan once wanted to be equal with God.
他希望所有被造的都要来敬拜他。
He wants all created things to worship him.
所以在那个时候我们知道有离道反教的事情发生。
So at that time we know that there is rebellion.
敌基督将会抵挡所有的宗教信仰。
And this Antichrist will be anti all religion.
无论是真的信仰或者假的信仰，他都要他们来强迫他们来敬拜他。
Whether the religion is true or not, he's going to force them to worship him.
所以这些事情的发生，主耶稣基督在24章马太福音24章，他形容成为好像那行毁坏可真的。
And in Matthew chapter 24, Jesus also said that he is the one. He's the abomination that causes desolation.
耶稣基督他说，你们看见好像这个但以理先知所说的。
He said, you guys will see just like what Daniel has said.
那个时候将有那灵毁坏可真的站在圣地。
He said, you will see standing in the holy place the abomination that causes desolation.
所以今天这段经文也讲到这个敌基督能够行这个神迹奇事。
The scripture today also said that this Antichrist is going to be able to perform some miracles.
神迹奇事这个敌基督也能够行。
This Antichrist can also perform miracles.
所以能够行这个神迹奇事不一定是从神而来。
So, anyone who can do miracles does not necessarily come from God.
我们知道在旧约圣经里面，在摩西的时代。
We remember in the time of Moses.
摩西在法老王的面前行神迹。
Moses performed several signs and miracles in front of Pharaoh.
然后法老王的法师在摩西的面前也能够行神迹。
But the wizards for Pharaoh were also able to duplicate the signs.
但是这些法师所行的神迹是从撒旦而来。
But the signs that the wizards performed are from Satan.
那么他们所行的神迹是虚假的。
What they have done is false.
所以当我们看到一个人能够行神迹奇事的时候
，So as you see, if a man can perform signs and miracles,
他所行的必须跟他所传讲的必须符合。
What he is performing must match what he is preaching.
然后他所传讲的就是从神而来，而且是合乎圣经的教导。
What he is preaching must be from God and also according to the Bible.
所以当我们看到有人行神迹奇事的时候，我们必须要很谨慎，而且要很小心。
So we must be careful and be have discernment when we see someone performing signs and miracles.
所以刚才我说了这个那行毁坏可真的将会在灾难的三年半之后将会发生。
So this person, the abomination that causes desolation is going to appear at the later half of 3.5 years.
那么这个时候，这个敌基督，这个撒旦将会显露他罪恶的行为。
And this Antichrist will show his wicked ways.
那么这是有史以来曾经不曾发生过的事情。
And these are things that has never been done before.
而且是一个很可怕的事情。
And it is a time of horror.
那么圣经启示录也讲到，撒旦会使用这个敌基督来统治、来控制这个整个世界的经济系统。
And in Revelation, it also mentioned that Satan, through this Antichrist, will also control the economics of all countries.
只有那些人那个刻骨上有这个猛兽的那个印记才可以做买卖。
Only those that has the sign of the beast on their forehead can perform any kind of business.
那么在这个时候，人还有机会相信耶稣。
At that time, men still had the opportunity to believe in Christ.
但是是一件非常困难的事情。
But it will be extremely difficult.
如果你在看启示录的时候，特别是第七章，你看到有的数目是14,000,000。
If you look at Revelation chapter 7, there is a number there that is 144,000.
那么这个数字是讲到犹太人得救的犹太人。
And this is the number of the Jews that will be saved during that time.
就是这些听了福音、相信耶稣得救的犹太人。
And these are the ones who heard of Jesus, believed in him, and has eternal life at that time.
那么同一章就是第七章也有讲到有不少的外邦人。
And in the same chapter, which is chapter 7, it also mentioned Gentiles also have come to believe in Christ.
但是他们必须承受很大的痛苦。
But they must suffer greatly.
才能够得到这个神所赐的救恩。
Before they can receive salvation.
他们必须付上很大的代价。
They have to pay a great price.
无论如何，他们如果要相信耶稣的话，他们必须很艰辛的拒绝敬拜这位敌基督。
No matter what, if they are going to receive salvation, they must stand firm in resisting the beast.
所以在那个时候是一个相当困难的时期。
So at that time, it was an extremely difficult time. It will be an extremely difficult time. But we know God has His arrangements. He has His timing.
神不会允许撒旦继续他罪恶的行为。
He will not allow Satan to continue his wicked ways.
那么到了时候，神必会施行他的审判。
And at that time, appointed time, God will judge the world.
所以在大灾难结束的时候，圣经告诉我们，耶稣基督将会降临到地上。
So the Bible tells us at the end of the tribulation, Jesus Christ will descend upon the earth.
然后在那个时候，敌基督和所有的国家将会与神对抗。
And Antichrist and all the country in the world will fight against God.
这场大战争就是记录在启示录16章16节。
And this great battle is recorded in Revelation 16:16.
那场大战争就是哈米奇多顿大战。
And this is called the Battle of Armageddon.
那么在这个时候，所有的国家都联合起来跟撒旦、敌基督来跟神对抗。
So Antichrist and all the countries in the world will fight against God.
我们也知道没有人可以跟这个敌基督对抗。
We know that people on earth cannot fight against Antichrist.
因为他的权势是从撒旦。
Because his power comes from Satan.
只有耶稣基督能够与他对抗。
Only Jesus Christ can fight him.
所以当主耶稣基督再来的时候，他将会把这个敌基督灭绝。
And so when Christ returns, he is going to destroy this Antichrist.
就好像这个帖撒罗尼迦2章第8节这么说。
Just like in 2 Thessalonians verse 8 it says.
他说那时候这不法之人必显露出来，但主耶稣将用口中的气灭绝他。
And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord Jesus will overthrow with the breath of his mouth.
而且用那种荣光来废掉他。
And destroy by the splendor of his coming.
所以在这节经文里面，我们看到两个动词。
In this verse, we see two verbs.
那么一个就是灭绝。
One is destroy.
那么另外一个就是毁掉。
The other one is overthrow.
所以这两个动词的意思有同样的含义。
These two verbs have the same meaning.
他们的意思不是指完全的消灭掉。
Then meaning is not total annihilation.
而且是永永远远的处在神的审判当中。
And it is to be in God's judgment forever.
这个审判就是如果我们看这个启示录20章第10节，我们就明白。
And if we look at Revelation chapter 20 verse 10, we'll understand.
他说那以后他们的魔鬼把被扔在硫磺的火湖里面，就是兽和假先知所在的地方，他们必昼夜受痛苦，直到永永远远。
And the devil who deceived them was thrown into the lake of burning sulfur, where the beast and the false prophet have been thrown. They will be tormented day and night, forever and ever.
所以这个地方就是撒旦跟敌基督和所有假先知去的地方。
So this is the place where the Antichrist, Satan, and all the false prophets will go.
但是圣经也讲到，这个地方也是那些不相信耶稣的人所去的地方。
But the Bible also said that this is also the place for those who do not believe in Christ.
而且这个地方是一个永恒的地方。And
this is an eternal place.
那边的火将会永远永永远远的在烧灼。
And the fire there will burn forever.
所以我经常劝那些还没有相信耶稣的人。
I often reminded those who have not believed.
当他们离开这个世界的时候。
When they leave this world.
当他们将来面对神审判的时候。
When they meet the future judgment.
他们不是一了了之。
It is not like that when they die and everything is finished.
他们必须面对一个永恒的地方。
They must face an eternal place.
所以这是一个很重要的事情。
This is an important thing.
所以我们家人，如果我们亲戚朋友，还有朋友们还没有相信耶稣的话。
And so if we know of anybody in our family and in our friend among our friends who has not believed in Christ.
我们应当存着一个慎重的心来把福音传给他。
We need to let them know about this gospel seriously.
因为这个地方只有两个。
Because there are only two places. One is eternal life. The other is eternal death.
也就是魔鬼撒旦跟敌基督跟假先知所要去的地方。
And that is the place where the Antichrist, Satan, and all the false prophets will go.
让我们一起同心祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢你，感谢你赐给我们今天的话语。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us today's words.
求主帮助我们能够明白你的话语。
Help us to understand your words.
明白你的预言
and to understand your prophecies.
让我们存着一个警醒的心
Help us to have a careful heart.
能够活出一个蒙你喜悦的生活
And to live a life that is pleasing to you.
我们把每一位交在你的手中
We lift up everyone in your hands.
求主坚固我们的信心
Please strengthen our faith.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.